Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Lots to talk about.
Where do we even start?
Well, I feel like everyone's going to expect us to jump right into
the Taylor,
the Tortured Poets Department. Did you bring your package in?
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
Tanya got a package.
Tanya got a package.
From the TTPD.
Department. What? From the Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah. Straight from the warehouse.
Exactly.
Okay, so I know that y'all are ready for us to jump into that, but we're going to save that for a little bit. Keep you waiting.
Wow. Save it for the middle. I think the middle. Our
you
middle
have
section.
To stick around and listen to us talk about whatever we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But which is?
Which is?
What?
The star sighting of the week.
Oh, this is such a big star sighting.
Yes.
Even though you kind of spoiled it on your Instagram.
Camilla Luddington and Jessica Capshaw.
AKA.
Joe.
Joe Wilson.
And Arizona Robbins.
There we go.
So, I was like, what's your last name?
So the two of them, if you missed it, spoiler alert, they are doing a podcast with iHeartRadio. Yeah. So I got wind that they were coming into the building to record a promo or something. I don't really know what they're recording. But I got wind of said news and said, I'm going to come swing by and say hi. You know,
drop
me and my
by.
Gal pals.
Drop by. Yeah. The girls.
The girls. So I drop pop in my head, and Camilla Luddington gives me this huge hug.
So sweet.
So sweet. She's asking me for tips about what did you guys do your first episode? Where do you and Becca sit? I was like, am I dreaming? Then she proceeds to ask if she can watch us do the podcast one day.
Wow.
Yes.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
I was like,
where's she gonna sit? Like over there?
I was thinking back there.
Oh, okay, that's good, because I won't.
If she were in here, we would just ask her all the questions.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Camilla, yeah. Hop on the mic.
It's kind of like when you observe, like when doctors observe like a surgery or
right,
something.
Right,
you
know? Like she is the intern and we are the resident.
What's that space called? The gallery.
The gallery.
She's watching from the gallery.
Oh my God. Okay, so we love Camilla, but just to set people up, because I think a lot of people think that every iHeart podcast is done in the studio, but they're not all done in studio.
There was a time,
but you know what? That time has passed. Oh, and really, it's
just like a lot of podcasts under iHeart that aren't. I'm saying under the iHeart umbrella.
Yes, I was talking about the Amy Sugarman umbrella, right. But you're right. There are so many iHeart podcasts.
Right, and there's a lot of them that don't do it here. And so when I saw Camilla's reel of her being in the studio, I was like, when they were in here, I was like, this is very exciting news. But not only was it Camilla.
No. Okay, this is an even better part. Okay. So, well, not even better, but Jessica Capshaw, we've been trying to get on this podcast for yonder years.
Yonder.
Since I can remember, we've been trying to get Jessica Capshaw on. She doesn't know we exist, as she shouldn't, right?
Like, I suppose, sure.
Right.
But you're besties with her mother-in-law or aunt?
Aunt-in-law. Yeah.
Okay,
So I go in there and I'm just, you know, chit-chatting, girl chit-chatting with Camilla.
Yeah.
And I introduce myself to Jessica Capshaw and I was like, so we have met in like 2017, which already sounds like so stalkery.
Right.
Like I'm like, we met in 2017 at Paley Fest. I go, I don't know if you remember, but my best friend and I, Becca Tilly, were in Scrubs on the press line. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh my gosh, I do remember. She was, there was the escalator behind you. And I was like, yes. Wow.
You guys, we have resurfaced these photos and videos from it. And first of all, we had unmatched scrubs on. We looked so...
Yeah, our tops and bottoms did not go together, which is so weird.
But also, it's like, we show up to this very professional setting. Like, all the reporters are in the line, and they have all their...
full camera sets with, like, you know, earpieces and
lighting.
Stuff.
Lighting.
Becca and I have an iPhone.
With our scrubs, our mismatched scrubs. Tanya... we just discovered had her hair and makeup done for the event.
And it looks like I did not have my hair and makeup done for the event.
I think I had just flown home that day because I remember being exhausted, but I was like, I cannot miss this. And this is one of those moments where I think I look back on, you know, like coming out and when I started dating Haley, I had all these things of like, oh, like maybe that was a... one of those moments in my journey of like my sexuality that I just wrote off as like whatever, but I was obsessed with Callie in Arizona. Like I
loved.
Was obsessed with Jessica Capshaw.
Obsessed.
And so I remember when I met her, I was like so nervous. I feel like we definitely scared her.
100%.
Definitely scared her.
And I listened back to the audio when I met her and I was like, everybody says that if I were a Grey's Anatomy star, I would be you. And she was like, I love it.
Yeah,
and then she I said something else and she goes, I love it.
So they're doing a podcast. Did they say anything about what their podcast is about?
No, they did not.
Wow, I wonder if it's Gray Center. Are they our competition? Like, what's happening?
I don't want to speak because I don't know anything, but I don't know anything. But whatever it is, I like it.
Easton has
intel. I have a tiny bit of intel that I'm probably not allowed to share, but I was asked to do a tiny thing for this show, and that is set up a phone number so you can call them.
What?
Apparently.
Oh, so they'll almost like taking... advice calls?
I don't know. I was asked to get a custom phone number for them.
Interesting. I feel like they're going to kill it. I feel like it's going to be a good podcast.
Does the number spell something cool?
867
800 Grays Info. Grays Pod.
Have they announced what the name of the show is?
No,
I don't think they've announced that.
They have not?
I don't even know if they have a name. Do they?
They do.
I think they do.
Oh.
I don't think it's for us to announce on this show.
Oh,
you know,
spoiler alert.
I think we should do it. Let's break the internet.
Yeah.
This is the name of the... I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding.
I was like,
I need this job.
We never have breaking news. It was exciting for a moment.
I hope we get to do a crossover at some point.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? We even threw around the idea of a Palm Springs getaway.
Yeah. We'll see if they take us up on that.
Don't tell them what happened the first time, even though it was iconic.
Right.
The more I see, there's never been more news and press about Sabrina Carpenter. And
every time you think about her,
I get like a pit in my stomach when I see her.
Yeah.
I was going through my computer the other day, deleting big files. And there's a video called, quote, Becca's Finest Moment. And it's the Sabrina Carpenter moment. I can't bring myself to delete it.
That is so
funny.
It's
always sitting there on my phone.
It
my
really
desktop.
Is like an iconic moment on this podcast.
It really is.
It will never cease to not amaze me.
Mm-hmm. The people who know
never cease
know.
To not amaze me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Never. So it always amazes me.
Right? Quadruple negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of
Thank
negatives.
You.
Speaking of the Grey's Anatomy world, we talked about how the Meredith Walk has resurfaced. Mm-hmm. And this will be on the scrubbing in social media, but we are all going to attempt the Meredith Grey Walk for this podcast.
Okay, great.
That will be today's video, so stay tuned for that. What else happened this weekend? I heard Ryan ran into your best friend.
Yes, he did.
I did not run into Ryan.
Yes, and I think maybe he was. He and my best friend were working out in the same gym. And I guess one of the trainers like that was there said, "Hey, Ryan, I'm working with or training with Tanya's best friend." And I guess he was expecting to find you there. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Gym, not quite where you'll find Becca.
I go to the gym.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
Really?
Not his gym. Not your gym. Not Paulina's gym.
So anyways, he comes over and it was Paulina. And so it turned into this whole conversation about, can you have multiple best friends? And it was very funny because I was like, yes, everybody has multiple best friends. I was like, but for some reason, I'm very territorial over Becca's best friends.
What is that? Do you do that with Paulina?
No.
With Raquel?
No.
What is it about me that brings it out in you?
I don't know.
You can't figure out where it stems from?
No.
Is it because we have the podcast together or something?
No, I don't know. I think like with Raquel, I think she has multiple best friends, like, and that she was always like that when I met her.
Me too.
I don't know about that.
Yes, I am.
I feel like JoJo came after me and Allie came after me.
So it's something like you felt like you had like more
territorial.
Of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't really psychoanalyze that, yeah, but I do
like
have
a therapist
it.
Situation.
Yeah.
So
but
you can have more than one best friend, but I am not. I don't have that access or privilege.
No.
I have it. I'm just terrified to post with anyone because I'm going to get Tanya loyalists that are like, oh my God, I feel bad for Tanya. I'm like, I'm so scared to post anything with anybody else.
That's right.
And Allie goes, I think it's a bit. I think she does this because she knows it gets the people riled up. And I was like,
that's cute.
This is not a bit.
Who's afraid of little
me?
You should be. You
terrified.
Should be.
Terrified.
You should be.
Okay, so everyone is entitled to having multiple best friends with the label of best friend, but I don't have the same freedom that others have.
No. You have the freedom. I'm just saying it triggers me more than others.
No, I don't have the freedom.
It just triggers me more than others.
Internally, I do not feel free.
Wow. That's dark.
Yeah. Does that give you like a sense of power or what does that make you feel?
Feels good.
Yeah, I thought so.
Let's talk about you going to Stagecoach.
I don't think I'm going anymore.
Oh. Wow.
Well, so I got invited. I got invited.
That was quick. That was this that was between banned. Thursday and today. Was,
well, because I got invited by Tarte, which is like a huge deal because I love Tarte. They do the most epic trips ever. Like their trips are insane. And so it was such an honor to even be thought of to go. But I'm not able to go that weekend for the whole time. And I was like, I could go for a day, but I thought they're not going to want to give up a whole ticket and room for someone to come one day. And I think that's where it's been left. We were like, maybe they'll agree to it, but I haven't heard back.
Oh.
So, but my thought was, I don't know if I can physically do Stagecoach for more than a day.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
I'm going for the first time this year, and I'm really nervous about that.
Wow.
But we have a couple theories about when and why Beyonce will be coming out.
Oh, really? Well, she's already parked up in Palm Springs.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. I saw her trailer.
Wait, who would she come out with?
Okay, here are my theories.
Okay.
Post Malone.
Definitely. Oh.
Willie Nelson.
Oh, duh,
whoa.
Yeah.
This one less likely, but it came to me in the shower last night. In Yaya, she samples the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
She sings a part of Good Vibrations. The Beach Boys are playing at Stagecoach.
She's not coming out with the Beach Boys. Let's be honest.
Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm going iconic. Because of the Beach Boys. That's why I'm going to Stagecoach. I have a vision they will be playing Good Vibrations, and then you hear Beyonce say, I'm picking up sweet sensations, and then Mike Love goes, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Bay once, congratulations. You know, he's going to mispronounce her name. She's going to come out. It's going to be a huge moment. She'll come out during the Beach Boys. That's my prediction.
I would love that for you.
I would love that for all of us.
Wait, is that... So are they... Beach Boys are Friday night or...
They're Sunday.
Oh, see? Yeah.
Yeah, the closing was, night.
And then Post Malone Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, there's just people staggered that I was so excited about and I just couldn't... But I'm like, can I do 2 days? I don't know.
I know. We've been feeling very elderly lately.
It's taxing on the body, okay?
The dust alone has me like... Ugh. Yeah, the dust is...
And the heat.
A heat I can handle, but the dust.
Well, I hope you have comfy shoes.
I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, you know? Fine.
I have cowboy Crocs that I'm wearing.
And those, you're sober. Yeah. The only thing that got me through those nights, man, was
tequila.
Tequila soda that I paid way too much for.
Yeah.
And fought for in those lines. Anyways, I'm really excited. I cannot wait to hear if Beyonce comes out, who she comes out with, and your stagecoach experience.
Alice and I were joking about it, and she's like, because there's always people now, we're expecting Beyonce to come out, and she's like, I think Camila Cabello is just going to come out during every surprise set to disappoint us.
I loved when she came out with Lana.
You did?
I thought it was so fun. I loved it. I'm not even like, I love Camila. Like, I think she's so cute, but I'm not like a huge stan. But I just thought the vibe was so fun and way more like
upbeat
and lively.
Yeah. Remember Boots on the Ground said it was
snoozy. I know. So did Boots on the Ground say this was
Boots
better?
On the Ground was not Boots on the Ground weekend too.
Shoot.
Yeah. So we could not get a full report.
I don't know. The video
report
I saw, I was like, I would have been so hyped when that happened. Is it just because she, like, obviously Billie's one of the biggest artists of our generation right now, and they felt like it wasn't a comparable special guest? Is that
hard
why
to say?
Upset?
Hard to say.
We
hard
saw
say.
A lot of reports that Lana had sound checked Snow on the Beach.
So they thought it was going
to
be Taylor.
Of course, we thought it was going to be Taylor. And then the whiplash of Taylor to Camila Cabello was not something I was prepared for.
Dang.
By the way, speaking of Billie Eilish, I'd like to go on record just so I can have it recorded that the song of the summer is going to be Lunch by Billie Eilish. There, I said it.
Wow.
Know it.
Is
remember
that her
this
new lesbian track?
That's it.
Yeah.
Flag it right now, April 22nd. That's when Mark predicted that. It's going to be monster hit.
April 22nd is tomorrow.
Is it? Is it?
No, it's today.
Oh.
I'm sorry, wait.
Oh, Mark meaning you.
I'm Mark.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, as of this moment, on April 22nd, I'm making that prediction.
Hi, got Tanya. It. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
And if you think she's big now, this summer she's going to go into the stratosphere.
I just think that's a pretty... what's the word? I don't know what I'm looking for, but like an obvious prediction, because every song Billie Eilish puts out.
It's not even out yet, and I'm saying it's the song of summer. I'm not on enough of a limb for you.
Oh, I see. You're already saying like there will not be a bigger song this summer than hers. Wow, that is a big prediction.
That is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And he's only heard a snippet.
I've heard a snippet.
Yeah, that's all anyone's heard, right?
That's all I need.
Wow. He's already...
The oracle has spoken.
He's already said what he's going to say. Okay, let's just get right into Taylor.
But we have to take a break. Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just
just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right. The long-awaited moment is here. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, 31 new songs, thoughts, feelings, favorites.
So many, but where were you? Like, what did you, how did
where
you...
Where were you in the world?
How did you absorb it at 9 o'clock last Thursday night? By the way, I'm never happier to live on the West Coast.
I know. I think dropping. About that all the time. I'm like, yeah.
9 o'clock, people. You all had to wake up to new Taylor. We stayed up because it wasn't even that late for us.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
great.
So I was at home.
Yeah.
I had some friends over. I got a cookie cake with happy TTPD release day. Tanya came over. I had candles lit. Old timey looking notes with feather pens. I really tried to make it a thing. That was the most I've ever done. I gardened a little bit. That's what the kids are saying now.
What's gardened mean?
Took an edible.
Gardened means I took an edible?
Yeah, because on TikTok, you're not allowed to say it. So it's like, if people are high, they're like, were you gardening during this? You know.
Oh, wow. It's like Skippity Ohio Riz. Do you know that?
Skippity Ohio Riz.
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah.
Are you talking about TikTok Riz Party?
No, talking about Skippity Ohio Riz, which is like the opposite of Riz.
Yeah, when you're, it's like if you're from Ohio, it's like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah.
So that's Skippity Ohio Riz.
Yeah.
Amanda Stanton taught
you
me that.
You knew that?
Amanda Stanton's kids talked about that.
And you know about Rizzly Bear?
No, tell me though.
And that's like when you have so much Riz, you're like the Rizzly Bear.
But you're the Rizzler.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was like, hello.
Where does the Rizzler rank with the Rizzly Bear?
Essentially the same.
Same levels.
Same levels. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which Rizzler though? Mark's Rizzler or Easton's Rizzler?
Easton's Rizzler.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark.
Nothing's more Tanya Rizzler than that draw up. That was the greatest thing I've ever heard. Okay. So where was everybody? Were you at home?
I was at home and I was listening because my kids were at dance. But the great moment was the kids get out of dance around 9:45 and then they went.
PM?
That's so late.
Yeah, tell me about it. They went and got some food and then they listened to it in the car and then they got home and they still had half the album to go. And so they sat in my daughter's car outside of our house and listened to the rest of it. And my wife's like, what are they doing out there? I said, they're listening to the new Taylor album. She, well, they should come inside. I said, no, this is a core memory for them right now. Yep. They are, this is something they will never forget. The night Tortured Poets came out and the two sisters sat in their car and listened to the whole album together. Like, what a beautiful moment.
Yeah,
that is.
That's really cute. Yeah, I would have loved having a new Taylor album in my car with my friends in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you were at home.
Yeah.
Easton?
I was leaving dinner with Allison. We drove there separately. And we had gone to this thing earlier. So we went to a swingers party. Yes. We were leaving the swingers party.
Yeah.
I had to find my car keys, you know, and then we drove home separately and we realized, oh God, it's out. So then we listened separately on the way home. Wow. And compared notes when we got back.
Yeah. Okay. Tanya was with me.
Yeah.
Was like, where were you?
And then the countdown was happening on Instagram. Were you wondering what was going to happen? Were you excited? What was that vibe?
I don't even think Tanya realized that. Taylor Banks was also at our house and Kylie Gare. And so we were, I had no idea about this going on, this countdown thing. But Taylor informed me that she thought there might be more songs, or Tanya thought it was going to be the Reputation re-release.
I heard that rumor. Yeah.
I was just like, does that mean I'm going to have to stay up longer after I process these songs? Like, that was a lot for me. Because in my mind, I was like, if it's Reputation, then really all I have to listen to are the new Vault songs.
Right.
And then I can, you know, listen to it more. Yeah. But I was not expecting an extra album.
No. I did a full...
A full listen through,
and then I said, "Mama's gotta go," because it was way past my bedtime. So I got home and went to sleep and woke up to all the new songs. So I felt very behind. I did not enjoy that feeling. Yeah. I did not like it.
No, there was an hour that existed in the world where I had heard the new music and you had not yet. And that was crazy to me. Like, wow.
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I hated it. And especially because I think I like the... Anthology more than I liked the first one.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was proud of you for coming over because I invited her. I thought she was going to like deny me and,
yeah,
you know, be like, it's too late.
Sleep.
Mama's got to go to bed.
Mama's got to go.
And she came. So I was very proud. But I knew even if there was a re-release, Tawny would not be in my presence during that time.
Yeah, no. If I lived on the East Coast, I'd be enjoying it Friday morning with the rest of the world.
That's true.
So do we pick our favorites from both, or do we just pick our overall favorites for the pod?
Well, let's run down what we predicted. So, for example, Becca, you predicted your favorite would be LOML and The Alchemy. And what are your thoughts on those for realsies?
LOML is devastating, but a beautiful song. But like, I don't know that I'm like, I can't wait to listen to that again because it's so sad.
Yeah.
The fact that Loss of My Life is how it ends is like, felt like a gut punch. And I feel like that it's all lowercase instead of uppercase signified that it wasn't going to be about love. It was about loss.
Yeah.
I did not get that from the title until I heard it.
I didn't know that going in. I'm like, I knew that was going to happen. I didn't. I love The Alchemy.
Great song.
But like, they did this prediction of what the song about Travis is going to sound like. And it almost is kind of similar to how The Alchemy sounds.
Yeah, everybody was saying that.
Which is really, it's cute. I love it. So I feel fine about my predictions. And I said I wasn't going to like my boy only breaks his favorite toys. And it's not my least favorite, but it's not my favorite.
Okay. All right. Now, Tanya, you said that your favorite was going to be Fortnite and But Daddy, I Love Him.
So I have 7 favorites at the moment.
Wow. Wait, we're not going through our favorites
yet. I know. I'm just saying, I have 7 and 2 of the 7 are Fortnite and But Daddy, I Love
Him. But Daddy, I Love Him is really good.
I know. And I called it.
Yeah,
I knew it.
You did. I'm not confronting you.
My least favorite, So Long London, is also one of my least favorites.
Least favorites? Oh, I thought So Long London
was
great.
You're one of the first people I hear say that. And I said what I said. Agree with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Hot takes. You come to Scrubbing In for the hot takes, and here's another one.
Yeah. All right. Well, Easton, your favorite was going to be...
Florida.
Yeah.
And oh boy, did it live up to it. I love Florida.
Yeah, it is good.
Me too.
It's not in my top 7, but it's an honorable mention.
It's in my top. What was your least favorite?
I think I predicted The Alchemy was good.
Correct.
What do you think?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah,
I said my favorite was going to be My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, and I do like that. My least favorite was going to be Florida, but I do like Florida. And Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, which is pretty strong.
Yeah, it's definitely up there for
That's
me.
That's Tanya's really song when so she's tracking my location.
All right, so let's now we go through our favorites.
Who's afraid of little old me?
Okay. Yeah. Tanya, since you have yours marked, you can start.
I marked them.
What's you have to pick top three of the seven.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What?
No, yes, top you have three. To give Good. Us top three and then you Boom. Can give us the rest of
what,
your seven.
What are we gonna spend all day? Come on, top three each. Here we go.
Seven is not much more than three.
You can Just list your more. Seven, but then give us the top three of the seven.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. All right. I can do it. Okay. Number one is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Mm.
Okay.
Number two is The Black Dog. And number three is But Daddy, I Love Him. No, it's The Tortured Poets Apartment.
Wow.
The title track.
Then it's Fortnite, But Daddy, I Love Him, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, and So High School.
Okay.
I said what I said.
Wow. I am shocked, but my favorite number one is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart as well.
Yeah, wow. baby.
Which I don't think Tanya and I have ever had even a similar number one. So,
I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday every day.
It's so dark. It's so dark, but so fun.
Yeah.
My next one is Down Bad. I love Down Bad.
That's a hard one not to choose, but... had to make a cut somewhere. Seven was the number.
And then I'm gonna go Florida for number three.
Wow.
And then I don't have a top seven, but I love Fortnite too, and I love The Torture Post Department.
All right, I
am going with I'm putting But Daddy, I Love You at number three.
Okay.
I do it in reverse order because
I like that you said Daddy, I Love You. Send it, Daddy, I Love Him.
Oh, sorry.
But Daddy, I Love Him.
The down wrong. One we have not mentioned that I really like is Thank You, Amy.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too. It's up there for me, but it's good. I had to make a cut somewhere.
And my favorite, and that I think could be a single, is So High School.
I like that one too.
That's really good.
Yeah. It's very,
you know,
like,
what I realized is that I don't love the ones that have names. Peter, Cassandra.
She does a lot of those.
She did a lot, yeah.
Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus. Right. I could do without those.
Mm-hmm. That's a mouthful, that one. Easty?
I'll go in reverse order too, just like Mark. We love a countdown over here.
We do.
Number three for me is Tortured Poets Department, mm-hmm. which I got a glimpse of those lyrics before they came out, and I was like, oh, this is going to suck so bad. And then I heard the song, and I loved it. Number two, Florida. And number one, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. I love that song.
Love a that universal song. Slammer.
Yeah. The craziest thing about this album is that it was written for Maddie Healy.
Yes. But so what I guess I didn't realize is that their romance spanned many, many years.
Yes, like they apparently, it was like an on and off thing for like 10 years.
Before Joe, mm-hmm. there was Maddie Healy. After Joe, there was Maddie Healy. Like he is a part of her, he's like her kryptonite.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. So I wasn't aware of all this.
I was prepared to listen to all these heartbreak songs, thinking about her 6-year relationship with Joe.
Yeah.
And the reality that it sounds like it was a situationship, and then when they were both single, when she and Joe had broken up, they tried, and then she was like obsessed with him, and then he ghosted her. That's the vibe I get from this, just the songs.
Yeah, and like, But Daddy, I Love Him is not Daddy, it's Swifties. But Swifties, I Love Him, because I think she hated that nobody liked him.
You don't think her dad didn't like him?
I think it was more the fans. Like, I think we hated him so much, and she could feel it. It was like palpable, and she's like, but Swifties, I love him.
We're the daddy?
More than daddy.
No, we're the daddy.
We're the daddy.
One lyric that my daughters and I talked a lot about was in The Alchemy. He jokes that it's heroin, but this time with an E.
Yeah.
That's a strong lyric.
I don't get it.
That's what my kids said.
Like ecstasy?
No. Heroin, the drug,
is with an I.
There's no E at the end. It's H-E-R-O-I-N.
Yeah.
Oh, heroin.
Heroin with an E at the end.
Is the hero.
Is the strong, powerful female hero.
Yeah.
See, I took it as drugs, and I was like, was she doing a lot of drugs?
So the general consensus, because I went deep on social media on this, is that it's maybe a joke Travis made, saying the other guy was into heroin. I'm also into heroin, but this time with an E. And
that
made her
that?
Swoon. I mean, that's the theory going around social media.
Oh, my God.
But it's kind of swoony.
It is kind of swoony. But yeah, I did. I noticed a lot more like drug references and a lot more cursing from Taylor than I used to. Uh-huh.
How'd you feel?
I didn't love it.
She doesn't need it.
I know. And it's like, whatever. If this is the true her, the real her, the whatever her, I love her no matter what. But I like the wholesome image. Like, I like that the little girls are singing her songs. Right. And that, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have a lot of...
Yeah. Cursing.
Are artists like that, you know, like they don't have a lot of that. And so
I also feel like she's had like curse words in her past albums. It just hasn't been so many. Like, you can definitely feel like the rage in this album of like she was mad.
Yeah.
When she wrote these songs.
Yeah.
And I get it. I'm with you, Mark. I don't feel like she needs it. Like, she's such a lyricist that it's like, you know, but I think she wanted to use those words as a way of like
portraying
showing you
anger.
How mad she was in this situation.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking about the video of him looking at the screen in the concert and he's like, I love you. You know who you are. And then her doing it. And the fact that we were all like, what is happening? And then there's a whole, now we get this whole album about it. It feels so crazy to me.
Crazy.
Are there, what songs are about Joe? Do we have, do we know?
So Long London, which is.
No, that's a good one. Sorry, it is. It's a good one.
To me, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is so crazy because like she's saying like, I hit all my marks and like she's so depressed, but she still can put on a show. It's like when she was on this tour and she ended things with Maddie, she was so dark and yet putting on this spectacle for thousands and thousands of people every night. Like, that is crazy.
Well, I think at the end when she's like, I'm so depressed and no one even knows. I think that was maybe her like laughing while she was recording singing it and they just kept it in there. Like, she's just like, I'm literally miserable.
Yeah.
No one knows.
And no one knows.
They're
I normally hate
more.
When she talks, on a song.
Yeah, you did say that.
But this one was important.
I do want to give an honorable mention to Clara Bow.
Really I like that song. One too. I had to make a cut at some point.
I get it. I understand, Tanya.
Well, can we talk about what you like about it? Because I find it's one that I skip.
Oh,
I find it to be an interesting commentary on the entertainment industry and specifically the music industry about how every new young woman comes to Hollywood or Nashville or wherever they're going to make it big. And they're told by agents, you're just like this other person. You're the next blankety blank. Mm-hmm. And how that's wrong. They should be their own thing. They shouldn't have to be compared to other people because I don't think guys have to deal with that the way women have to deal with that. So you look just like Clara Bow. You look just like Stevie Nicks. You look just like Taylor Swift, implying that she's just another link in the chain of women that are hot now, but will one day be forgotten, but compared to when the new people are coming along.
Yeah.
I
honestly didn't understand it until now, but I still loved it. So.
Well. So, as a consensus overall, how do we feel about the albums?
Great.
Yeah, strong.
In comparison to her other albums.
I feel like time will tell us that. I don't think you can say that right away.
You don't
I could
think
be
so?
Wrong. I mean, feel free. Go ahead.
It's a lot of the name ones for me. Mm-hmm. Robin, Peter, Sandra. Could do without those. But the ones that, to me, my top seven are really strong.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I knew I wasn't going to get it when she announced the name of the album, but I was wanting like a Cruel Summer album, like rage, but pop.
And we didn't get that.
And I think that's why I love I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, because it gives that like pop vibe. But maybe when I'm in a dark headspace, I'll really appreciate it more. And I hope I don't get there anytime soon.
Wanting what?
Just like, I knew it was going to be a breakup album, so I don't know why there was ever a question in my mind. I just was like wanting more like pop. I feel like Midnight's Looking Back is almost a breakup album, and I still feel like there's so many songs on there where I feel like I want to go back and listen to.
Yeah. Forget about Midnight's.
Wow.
I know.
Do you like this more than Midnight's?
hard to say because like Bejeweled to me is like top, top Taylor. And it's like, you can't compare.
Still, by the way, everyone should know still Tanya's theme song when she comes in the room every morning. And that's been going on for years now.
Best believe.
Best believe. I'm curious which song she starts doing when the Eras tour resumes in, I believe, Paris.
Well, do you think she'll add a section?
I think she's got, I mean, she's going to do some of these songs, right? So yeah. I think, yeah.
But they won't be her, I'm saying, like, do you think she'll have a whole era for this?
Or are these going to be like her bonus ones, the two that she sings different
right,
every night?
Because right. Midnights came out during the Eras tour, right?
No, before. No. So that was added in there when she did that the show. So that's why I'm wondering, will she add a section and take away some songs from the other?
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
And curate a little.
We're getting further and further from self-titled. It's making me sad. I feel like we're never going to get to hear that song.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. I think those will only be surprise songs, unfortunately.
Somebody told me, though, that there was like a bad review about the album. And I was like, where? Who had bad things to say? I'm yet to find it.
I think people really did like critical analysis of this album. And it's weird because it's like, I think you can listen to an album and be like, I loved some of those songs and like the lyrics are amazing and it wasn't my favorite album and it not be that it was a bad album. It's just like, I don't connect to that at this time in my life. But I think about some of her old albums and how I didn't relate or connect to any of the songs. And then years later, I went and listened and I was like, oh, I feel that so much more. It's my favorite album because of that, you know?
And that's the thing. I have to live with these and I live with them through my kids. And because they listen to them, like my daughters are already raving about my youngest, my 14-year-old loves The Bolter. And I didn't really get given any thought to The Bolter. So now I'm re-listening to that through their eyes and I realize there's some good stuff in there too, you know? I feel like I got to live with it. And that's true of the past albums too. Like they introduced me to some wonderful songs that I had kind of listened to and moved on from.
Yeah. 31. How does one digest 31?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Properly in one weekend.
You're like, right. We might have to revisit this combo again.
So many flavors are Baskin Robbins?
Oh, I love Baskin Robbins.
I had them in my AirPods like all weekend. Like I was listening to the album in my AirPods because boys don't want to, you know, necessarily listen to Taylor Swift all day long. But it was just very, very funny because like, I don't really walk around the house with like my AirPods in, but I was just like walking around all weekend with my AirPods in, just in my own little Taylor world.
Yeah. I might do that too. Just put it start to finish and just listen. I just think she is a brilliant songwriter. But Daddy, I Love Him reference of him having his baby. Just kidding, but
no,
you should
not,
see his
but
face.
But you should see your
so
faces
good.
And I.
She's just great. So yeah, that's our thoughts.
And prayers.
And prayers. And I can't believe.
I just wonder,
will her next album, if she and Travis are still together, do you think it'll just be a full lover album?
I hope
adjacent?
So. I'm ready for a lover album.
Yeah.
I'd love a good lover again.
Yeah. I loved it.
Maybe perhaps a first dance song.
Oh my God. Would she give that to you?
Let's see.
Stay tuned. Okay. We will be right back because we do have an email to get to.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
We're back, and Mark, we have an email. Take it away.
Here it comes. Thank you so much, Becca. I'm going to read it to you now, this email that you refer to. I am 28 and married to my husband of almost 6 years. I've recently come to the full realization that I'm attracted only to women. The religion I grew up in does not support same-sex marriage, but I've been thinking of separating from the church. I've talked to my husband about everything, and he's the most amazing man. He just wants what's best for me. He's still very involved in our religion and would love to build a life with me in our marriage. I feel so stuck and confused. A huge part of me wants and wishes to be with a female partner, but another part of me feels I should stay with my husband. What advice can you give me? Thank you. Love you both.
Damn.
Gosh, this is so hard because I'm confused about the husband knowing about everything and wants the best for her, but wants to build a life with her in the marriage.
Yeah, but you can't just live your life based on somebody else's wants.
I know, but if he wants the best for her and she's communicated her feelings about only being attracted to women, how is building a marriage with him the best for her? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She did say, Becca, I feel like you could relate. What are
Sam
your
added
thoughts?
That at the bottom. Those, yeah.
Yeah, those little circles are Sam.
Oh, okay. So Sam said, Becca, I feel like you can relate. What are your initial thoughts? I feel like to an extent I can relate, but I was also single and not attached to anyone, man or woman. So when I met Haley, it was not a choice in that. I did, you know, have to consider the religious beliefs I grew up with, what my family would think, what my friends would think. Of course, you have to think, you think about those things. It's natural. But I also think, like, we genuinely, that we know of, we get one single life. And yeah. I think that when you make a self-discovery, it's not like, oh, I'm still attracted to men. Like, you've made a discovery about yourself that you're only attracted to women. But I think you communicating with your husband is the first thing that you should have done, which you did. But I think maybe, I don't know, do you go to therapy and see if this is something where you see yourself building a life with this man forever? Or are you always going to wonder what if? I grew up in the church, so I know the religious pressure of this. And I feel the heaviness of that.
I know, but I feel like you, again, like you're saying, you can't live your life for other people. And if this is something that you really, really feel like you need to explore, then you need to get out of
I mean, I feel it's a weird thing. Or maybe a
separate from your husband. Like, say like, hey, I love you and I'm grateful for what we've had, but I can't get this out of my mind. And I feel like I need to explore it for the, like, to be fair to both of us.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been married, so I don't know the steps of moving forward.
I do think talking to a therapist would be very beneficial because I think that they have guidance.
Yeah.
Because again, like, I feel like being in a relationship is one thing, being married is another.
Right.
But also, I don't know, marriages end.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, y'all are both married men.
Yes.
If your wives came to you and said, I'm only attracted to a woman. I mean, this is...
I'm just waiting for that day to come.
I'm only attracted to women, mm-hmm. which means technically they're not attracted to you anymore. What's your reaction?
Well, first of all, let me just put it in terms of Anonymous's terms before we get into that. I'm just saying she's got two choices here, to live her truth or to be in a loveless marriage for the rest of her life, right? I mean... Yeah. They don't appear to have kids. At least you didn't mention that they have kids. And if you don't have kids, I think it's a pretty clean break to move on. Because mm-hmm. this happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you got married when you were 22. People haven't figured it all out yet. Men, women, a lot of us are, you know, on the spectrum or whatever of mm-hmm. sexuality. You kind of haven't figured out your place on it yet.
I didn't even know where my G-spot was at 22.
Exactly.
There you go. There you have it. You don't know a lot at 22.
No, you don't.
So
anyway, I'm thinking those are your two choices, and I think it's an easy choice, mm-hmm. just from my distant perspective. As far as my marriage goes, that's kind of hard to imagine such a thing. But I think you'd want to live with someone who finds you attractive and with someone that you
yeah.
can remain with forever and not be interested in anyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, you know, this person that you love, you want them to be who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So if that means... If you love something, let it go. That's what they say.
Wow, that's true.
Selfless men.
That's
in this room.
The most
selfless givers.
The hypotheticals.
The hypothetical.
We're
givers.
Wishing you the best. We have one life, so you gotta
live it
live.
With an I-N-G-E.
This Thursday, we do have Rachel Rodgers back on the podcast.
Hey-o!
We had such a fun conversation with her, and I can't wait for y'all to hear.
Yeah, we love
episode.
Rachel Rodgers.
We love Rachel Rodgers. She is the CEO and founder of Hello 7, a multi-million dollar company. And she has a new book called Million Dollar Action. So we're talking everything, money and empowerment and all the things. We love Rachel. So that'll be this Thursday. We love you so much. Have a good week.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.